There's a new campaign in Colorado to raise alcohol awareness, but not the usual awareness. The Colorado Retailer Council, a Denver-based lobbying group, is trying to raise awareness about who gets to sell alcohol, specifically which alcohol. This is their president, Chris Howes.
Right now, supermarkets are constrained to sell only 3.2 beer. Most people would call that light beer or something that's not full strength, and it certainly does not include most craft beers, which, of course, are very popular in Colorado and throughout the country. And we don't think these antiquated laws make a lot of sense. They certainly don't make it easier for the customer. But what we have seen is a lot of customer demand.
Not everyone agrees with Chris. Gene McAvoy is with the Colorado Licensed Beverage Association.
It's my understanding the grocery stores, and it says a small group of retailers, but it may be a small group, but by no means are they small retailers. It's Safeway, King Soopers, Walmart, Costco, who would like the ability to sell full-strength beer and wine, and ultimately they will want spirits as well. This is not a new movement in Colorado. They have tried unsuccessfully for the past 30 years to change our laws. Our laws were designed to keep the liquor industry small, to keep out the monopolies. There are over 1,600 liquor stores in Colorado, each independently owned. They compete with each other on a daily basis.
Chris sees it as more of a free market issue.
Well, there's resistance by mostly the liquor stores that want to continue to have the product all to themselves. I think it'll have a positive impact for the customer, which is really what it's all about, is making the customer happy. That's what businesses are in business for.
The law has been in effect in some form or another, going back to Prohibition. Gene wants it to stick around.
I think that we ought to safeguard the precious gems that we have in the small business who count on the ability to walk into a liquor store and say, won't you please put my product on your shelf? That doesn't happen in large corporations because local managers don't make choices. Choices are made in large cities, Cincinnati and Pleasanton, California.
Right now, the campaign is a website focused on getting the word out and generating support to remove the law.